大家午安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
一起低头默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主为主圣名开这下午的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, command this afternoon service.
唱诗八十五首。
Let's sing hymn 85.
Days of time, what joy the glorious hope of us! There's on the wondrous truths afar. He shall reign, King of kings and Lord of lords. He's coming soon, with joy we welcome his
祷告啊，求神带领下午的聚会。
We're going to pray again. May the Lord guide this afternoon service.
一起祷告。
Let's all kneel and pray together in one accord.
学习，我们为什么要强调啊？学习主再来这个道理。
In the last section, we study why we have to focus or emphasize on the in the coming of Jesus Christ.
就是要警醒预备。
We have to take heed and be prepared.
而相信。
And to believe.
还要有活泼的盼望，才能够活得有意义、有喜乐、有尊严。
Also with the living hope, so we'll be able to live in dignity.
那因为我们把主要的呢，会放在马太福音二十四章跟二十五章。
We are going to focus on the Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
那马太福音二十四章是主耶稣提到有关于他再来之前的一些。事情会发生。
Matthew chapter 25 describes the happening of prior to his second coming.
那因为是记载得很简要啊，不是说非常详细。
It's very brief.
所以到了启示录啊，约翰呢，他就把它证明出来。
And in the book of Revelation, John tried to prove.
我们请看启示录。
Let's refer to the book of Revelation.
启示录第一章。
Chapter 1.
启示录第一章的第一节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
启示录第一章第一节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将比较快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者小谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。第三节
Three.
那念这书上预言的和那些听见就遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因日期近的。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave him to show his servants things which most surely take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John.Who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw, be blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of his prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
好，所以约翰呢，他接受到指示。
So John received the instructions from God.
那这个指示就包括很多的意象。
And this includes a lot of visions.
啊，用意象的语言呢，用意象啊来说明啊，主耶稣基督的指示。
Using the visions to prove the instruction of Jesus Christ.
那最主要的呢，第二节说是要将神的道和耶稣基督的见证都讲出来。
Verse 2, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
好，那耶稣基督什么见证呢？
So what is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
哎，就是啊，他在马太福音二十四章所说的那些见证。
As he testified in Matthew chapter 24.
所以一般的人啊，假如把这个连起来的话哈，那都对启示录的道理应该是听得懂。
If we try to link the Matthew chapter 24 and Revelation together,Then we will be able to see a clearer picture.
因为约翰他是鼓励大家哈，要念这书上预言的啊，听见要遵守啊，假如听不懂啊，又看不见啊，看不清楚，哎，不了解怎么去遵守。
So John encouraged the believers to read and also hear the word of his prophecy. If one couldn't read nor hear, and how can he observe?
所以当时他讲这些东西的时候，大家一定是想到主耶稣以前所讲的道理。
So when John mentioned about this, when John was making this statement, they will recollect what Jesus Christ has preached previously.
啊，比如说主耶稣讲到那、啊、这个假师傅、假先知要起来的。
And Jesus mentioned about the false prophets,
也就是宗教的乱象。
And many false prophets will rise up.And this prophesies the kiosk in the religious world.
就是教会的乱象。
And also the kiosk in the church.
所以约翰就是写信给七间教会，七间教会就是在描写啊，主耶稣以前二十四章所说的啊这些宗教乱象。
So John was instructed to write to the seven churches, and this also referred to the kiosk in the church previously.
所以约翰所讲的其实就是在证明耶稣以前所讲过的，还在补充哈、啊，用什么补充呢？就是用意象，很多的意象来补充，让大家哈更能够明白，不是让大家糊涂的。
So John described situations and all with supplement and also with the visions to make the statements clearer.
那今天我们为什么大家都认为啊，启示录是一本很难懂的书卷？
Why many people feel that a revelation is very hard to comprehend？
大家是不是认为都很难啊，对不对？
I think a lot of people feel that it's rather difficult to understand the book of Revelation.
好像没有人有资格来讲启示录，只有少数几个人在讲启示录，不然大家都不敢讲，也不敢听，应该很难。
Only few people are qualified to talk about revelation. Otherwise, it will become extremely difficult to understand.
啊，其实都是被那些神学家哈，所谓神学家害的。他们说把这个弄得很难懂啊，大家当然哇，那很难，我也不敢懂啊，我也不敢讲啊。
Actually, they are confused by so-called theologians and making the book of Revelation so difficult to understand.
啊，我们来看启示录十九章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章第十节。
Verse 10.
启示录十九章第十节。
Revelation 第十九章。
第十。
第十章。Chapter 10.
十九章。十九章。
十九章。Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章第十节。
Verse 10. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. Yeah.
我就伏在他脚前要拜他，他说千万不可，我和你并那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄啊，同时做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证的。
Verse 10, and I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, see that you are not do that, I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus, worship God.For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
所以不管启示录怎么说啊，怎么的预言啊，怎么样的意象，都是为耶稣做见证。
So it doesn't matter what kind of prophecies or you know or vision described in the book of Revelation. They serve only one purpose. For the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那所谓的为耶稣做见证，说为耶稣已经讲过的啊，才做见证。要是耶稣没有讲过的，那做什么见证啊？这不需要，对不对？一定是耶稣所讲过的。
So it is a testimony of Jesus Christ from all he has testified.
所以启示录其实有几个重点，大概有三个重点哈。
So the book of Revelation have three important points.
那这个三个重点大家都明白的啊，就知道它的。不是说很清楚的话，也可以了解一个大概的情形。
If one can grasp these three important points, he will be able to understand the book of Revelation, in general.
所以第一个重点
，the first point，
就是不管恶势力在末世呢多么的猖狂
，it doesn't matter, how bad the situation is during the end time.
你看那个期间教会的书信你就知道，你看教会有魔鬼的座位嘿。
If you refer to those the epistles written to the seven churches, we can notice that one common scenario is the works of Satan.
你看，假如我们这里有魔鬼的座位，那简直是太猖狂了。你看，敌人跑到我们这里来。
If we notice the works of Satan in the church, and it is the works of the enemy.
就好像那个中东恐怖分子啊，跑到美国来，你看跑到华盛顿 DC， 你这个是不是很猖狂
？Just like a terrorist showing up in Washington DC.
那一定知道哦，一定知道那些人跑来，那是不是很猖狂呢
？So we already know that the evil ones are among us.
所以你看。很魔鬼很猖狂啊
，so it's very fearful。
但是呢，不管怎么猖狂，神还是宇宙的主宰
，and God is still the master of universe。
所以在启示录里头，我们会看到很多描写神的记载哈，描写神的记载。
So in the book of Revelation, we notice a lot of records about about God。
你看那个启示录第四章第五章啊，不是天使都在敬拜神说哇。什么啊，哈利路亚啦，都在颂赞哈，啊，愿尊贵荣耀什么都归给你呀。
In Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5, we all notice the praises of angels to God.
所以不管世界怎么乱啊，魔鬼怎么猖狂，神还是这样子哈，第一的啊，有没有看到啊？这个大拇指嘛 ，Awesome God.
No matter how bad the situation is, how fearful the work of Satan is, God is still the superior.
啊，这是第一个重点哈。
This is the first point.
那第二个重点
，the second point，
将来神要审判这个世界。
God will judge the world.
所以不管你信还是不信哈，不管你信还是不信呢
，whether you believe or disbelieve，
啊，反正人都到审判神的审判之下。
啊。 All men will be judged by God.
所以你看启示录里面的记载，有些人到要死哈，你看那么严重的灾害，他还是不悔改呀。
Still, when people are facing death, refuse to repent.
因为他还是不信呢。
Says he still disbelieve.
啊，不管你信不信，神都是在那里。
It doesn't matter whether you believe or you don't. God is there.
神都要审判人呢。
God is going to judge.
所以那些忠心爱主的人哈。在末后要得到很大的荣耀。
Those who are faithful to the Lord will receive a glory in the end.
所以你可以看到很多启示录有第二个重点。
So the second important part of Revelation.
那第三个
，as we just studied.
罪恶的世界啊，终究将要过去的。
And the sinful world will be destroyed in the end.
所以旧和天地要过去。
The old heaven and earth will be gone.
啊，像启示录二十一章所记载的话，说新天新地要来临了，因为旧天地先前的天地啊已经过去了。
In Revelation chapter 21, it records that the old heaven and earth will be gone, and the new heaven and earth will exist, will appear.
然后那个新天地是怎么一个新天地呢
？What kind of a new heaven and earth？
啊，二十一章第四节
，chapter 21 verse 4。
啊，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭啊、疼痛。
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There should be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying.
所以这个是新天新地的内涵。
So this is important. This is the essence of the new heaven and earth.
也是我们基督徒最大的盼望。
This is the greatest hope of the believer.
所以启示录就是要证实啊，耶稣所说的话。
The book of Revelation is to prove the words of Jesus Christ.
因此，我们只要是对照马太福音24章跟启示录啊，那能够帮助我们来了解启示录。
So if we can compare the book of Matthew, chapter 24 with the book of Revelation,
所以启示录是可读的，不是说
that we'll be able to see the clearer picture. The book of Revelation is indeed readable.
啊，启示录也是可明白的。
And it is comprehensible.
啊，不是让我们搞混了，不是让我们哎呀都是。抓不到头绪啊，蒙撒伯。
The book of Revelation will not confuse us.
啊，其实啊是可以读的。
The book of Revelation is indeed readable.
因为圣经啊，起初也是有很多处记载说，读的人有福了。
And it stated in the book of Revelation that one who read the book will be blessed.
啊，所以我们就是要了解末日哈，主的再来的道理，也一定要配合启示录。
So the sermon during the end time should also parallel with the book of Revelation.
啊，当然我们在进行的过程当中，有些时候会翻到启示录。
So during this process, we may refer to the book of Revelation.
好，那么再看这个世界末日的联想，我们为什么现在会联想到世界末日
？Why we now we refer to the end of world?
我们请看马太福音。
Let's refer to Matthew.
马太福音二十四章
，Chapter
24. 马太福音二十四章的第一节
，Verse 1.
二十四章第一节
，Matthew chapter 24, verse 1.
耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒近前来，把殿宇指给他看。第二节
，Two.
那耶稣对他们说：“你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁的。”我看，
但
时间关系应该没有，没有美国木头这
样。对，
好，那这里啊，他们当时啊有一个圣殿啊。
That is a temple.
啊，非常漂亮。
Very elegant.
应该是用了46年的时间呢、啊，才整修完毕哦。才拯救到那么辉煌。
It was built in 46 years. That was so brilliant.
啊，所以当他走过的人呢、啊，都会往那里看一看的。
Of course, it will draw people's attention.
但门徒也不例外。
And of course, the disciples has no exception.
所以当他们走进圣殿的时候
，When we are entering the temple,
啊，门徒就说：“哇，你看这个建筑物嘛，哇，那么多辉煌堂皇。”
And Jesus told them how brilliant this temple is.
这是外在的哈，外在我们当时看起来很漂亮。
Of course, the external of this building is so brilliant.
刚才主耶稣所看的呢，跟我们所看的不一样啊。
But the vision of Jesus is different from us.
我们是看外表啊。
We only see things external.
啊，主耶稣已经看到这个殿里头的生命有没有生命。
Jesus actually looked inside the temple spiritually, whether it has a life or not.
那主耶稣他的看呢，已经看到超过时空。
So Jesus' vision is beyond time and space.
你看，已经看到这个圣殿的未来的命运了。
He also see the fate of the temple.
所以他说，我实在告诉你们哦，将来在这里面，一块石头会留在石头上，不被拆毁的。
And not one stone shall be left here upon another.
那门徒听了以后，一定是很
shock，一定是很惊奇，要吓一跳。Of course, the disciples are shocked.
啊，这怎么可能呢？
How can this possibly be?
啊，就是有人告诉人说，那个白宫哈，再没过几天啊，就要被炸毁了。
If someone told you that, the White House will be bombed.
那你说，哎，怎么可能啊？
How can that possibly be?
那不可能嘛，你看。 那是国家的象征啊。
It is an icon of the country.
所以耶路撒冷的圣殿是他们犹太人哈，他们的信仰中心是他们宗教的一个象征啊。The
temple is a religious center.
那假若是被拆毁的话，那一定是表示。 大灾难即将来临了。If
this temple was destructed, it has to be a disaster.
那当然，你现在的话，白宫不可能被炸啊，对不对
？Of course, now the White House cannot be destroyed.
为什么？你怎么去炸
？How going to bomb the White House?
那它有很严的这个保安的程序。
It has a very tough security.
啊，你要空中炸的话，美国也有空军啊。
If you use an air raid, and of course, the U.S. has the anti-air raid.
所以一定啊，你假如说，哎，这个假如会发生的话，那一定是大灾难。
So if this can possibly be happened, it has to be a disaster.
所以一样啊，这圣殿假如是被拆毁的话，那是大灾难呢。So
if the temples can be thrown down, it has to be a very major disaster.
那既然是灾难的话，当然大家就要想到世界末日啊。And
if this is a disaster, of course people will refer to the doomsday.
你看，像芝加哥的那个什么，那个希尔斯塔尔也被炸了，哪里的大楼也被炸，所有的大楼都被炸，哎，那你是不是会联想到世界末日？So
if the like the Sears Tower been bombed or destroyed, and or some other major buildings are also destroyed, people will think about end of the world.
所以门徒他们就问呢。
So the disciples asked the question.
哦，说什么时候会有第三节哈？
In verse 3.
说什么时候会有这些事？
And so disciples asked, when will this be happen?
第一个问题说什么时候会有这些事？
And so they asked, tell us when will these things be?
那第二个问题跟第三个问题就联想到世界末日了。
So the second and the third questions will link to the end of the world.
啊，第一个是问说什么时候会有这些大灾难呢？The
first question is when will these things be?
啊，第二个就说你降临世界末了有什么预兆？And
what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
啊，所以我们可以想象啊。 人会联想到世界末日啊，有两个原因。
There are two reasons people can link or think about end of the world.
第一个是灾难的发生。
First question is when the disaster is to be happened.
啊，就是突然有个瘟疫啊，有个什么疾病啊爆发了。
Like a sudden attack of a famine.
啊，有
a plague.
已经死了几万人哦。
And hundreds of thousands of people are dead.
啊，大家。 一定很多人在讲道理的时候，又会讲到世界末日的，你看一定会的。And
the sermon speakers will refer to the end of the world.
还是假如中东战争，中东在战争的话，也一定有很多人要在讲道理当中啊，在讲道的时候，一定会讲到世界末日。If
there is a war in Middle East, the sermon speakers will naturally refer again to the end of the world.
那平常的话就不会啊，平常的话啊，讲到了信心啊，有爱心啊。
And when the world is in peace, nobody else will talk about that. The sermon speakers we only talk about love and peace and faith.
可是当有大灾难发生的时候，when
that is a disaster, a major disaster,
那一定大家很多人很多讲道的人哈，会讲到世界末日这个主题。
Many sermon speakers will use end of the world as topics.
所以第一个就是灾难发生会让我们联想到世界末日。
So the first question is when will all these things be and linking us to end of the world.
第二个是主的话，主单凭主的话也会让我们想到世界末日。
And by referring to the word of God, will make us to think think about end of the world.
请看马太福音，马太福音十六章。
Please refer to Matthew chapter 16,
二十七节
verse 27.
马太福音十六章二十七节
16 verse 17.
人子要叫他父的十六章二十七节
chapter 16 verse 27。
人子要叫他父的荣耀里同着众使的降临你看同着众使的降临，他要降临呢。
And here, the Son of Man will come out in the glory of his Father with his angels.
因为主所讲过。
And Jesus mentioned previously.
所以他的门徒他问说你降临要什么时候有什么预兆
The disciple asked him, what kind of sign I will be during your second coming?
因为主所讲过
Jesus Christ did mention this before.
再来看马太福音的十三章。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。假设想睡觉的话你假设想睡觉的话赶快睡觉赶快睡没关系。睡了以后再醒过来再听赶快睡这个睡五分钟睡五分钟没关系
Even if I fall asleep, that's okay. I'll you know, just be, please bear with me for another 5 minutes.
你不要硬撑硬撑的话你一句都听不进去。我们老师说了你就睡五分钟就。
If you just sleep for 5 minutes, and then you will not miss the major part.
好，来，马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
十三章的三十九节。
39. Matthew chapter 13, verse 39.
撒败子的仇敌就是魔鬼说过的时候就是世界的末了你看主耶稣提到这个世界的末了
Jesus Christ mentioned about the end of the world
再看四十九节
49
十三章四十九节
1349
世界的末了也要这样你看要讲到世界的末
了 So it will be at the end of the age
所以就是主耶稣讲过那个门徒才会想到对那世界末了有什么预兆你降临的时候有什么预兆
So it's because Jesus Christ has mentioned about end of the age, then the disciples will link to all those signs.
所以可见灾难让我们想到世界末日主的话也可以让我们想到世界末日
So obviously, disaster and the word of Jesus will link us to the end of the world.
那再来是世界末日有什么预兆
What kind of sign in the end of the world?
因为既然他们都问主耶稣既然他们问主耶稣
Now they ask Jesus Christ.
我们看回来马太福音的二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24. Okay, excuse me. Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like the air is very bad in here. Can you make a better circulation? I feel very muggy in here. 我觉得空气非常不好 because I just feel very, very dizzy in here.不好意思因为空气非常的不好 我这样很不舒服。Sorry.
好多了
People falling asleep.
能够睡好睡感谢主也好。好。二十四章。
Okay, let's continue chapter 24.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那耶稣就回答说你们要谨慎免得有人迷惑。你们
yeah, take heed that no one deceives you.
那这个谁在迷惑
And who is deceiving us?
你看那约翰呢他就把他证实出来说谁在迷惑
John prove who deceives.
所以约翰真的是在证明了
And John is trying to prove.
那我们来看启示录
Let's refer to Revelation.
启示录十二章
Chapter 12.
那看约翰怎么证明这一句话
Let's take a look of how John tried to prove.
启示录
第十二章
十二章
John,、sorry, Revelation chapter 12
第九节
verse 9
启示录十二章第九节
verse 9
大 大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world.
好，所以谁在迷惑人呢？
在 who deceived the whole world?
也就是说，免得受迷惑，有人会迷惑我们呢。
So we have to be a cautious not to be deceived.
啊，不是别人，是魔鬼啊，撒旦。
And that is Satan.
所以这个才厉害呀。
And this is the very fearful one.
那因此起诉他，又证明说哪些会迷惑我们。
So the book of Revelation also proves the one who deceives us.
来，我们来看哈，我们这个很有趣啊。再看十七章。
It's very interesting. Let's refer to chapter 17.
启示录十七章。
Revelation chapter 17.
第三节。
第三节 ，verse 3.
第三节。
第三节 ，verse 3。
我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去，我看见一个女人骑在朱红色的兽上，那兽有七头十脚，遍地有亵渎的名号。第四节，那女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服，用金子、宝石、珍珠为装饰，手里拿着金杯，杯中满了可憎之物，就是她淫乱的污秽。好，先看到这里哈。我们看女人所穿的很漂亮。
And this woman dressed in this dressed beautifully.
啊，又拿个一个金杯。
And she was holding a gold cup.
可是金杯里面
golden cup.
金杯里面东西在外面没有人看得到啊。
And nobody else can see what's inside the cup.
里面是很肮脏。
And it's very filthy.
啊，但是外面很漂亮啊。
And the cup is very beautiful.
啊，我们看到哈，好，再继续看第五节好了。
Oh, let's read verse 5.
他额上有名字写着说，奥秘在大巴比伦座世上淫妇和一切可憎之母。你看。
So on his head and on her forehead, the name was written, Mystery Babylon of Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth.
你看那个外面哈、啊，外面那个修马路的没有信耶稣的人哈、啊，修马路还是开车人走去的。
And we see workers and drivers on the road.
他们的母亲跟我们的母亲一样不一样
？And are the mothers the same as our mothers?
他们母亲是大巴比伦的、
啊。And their mother is the Great Babylon.
好、啊，那我们的母亲是谁啊
？So who are our mother?
啊，我们母亲是谁
？Who is our mother?
杨小姐，你的母亲是王姐妹，不是我们母亲是我们大家母亲是天上耶路撒冷的。
Who is our mother? Not mothers. Who is our mother? And God in heaven.
Jerusalem, 天上耶路撒冷。
Okay. The Jerusalem in heaven.
那就是教会啊。
Which is the church?
这教会就是主的身体。
Jerusalem. 主耶稣是教会是 ，Yeah.
教会是主的身体。
Yeah.The church is the body of Christ.
我看你要不要电风扇啊？你
That's okay. I'm all right. Now it's getting better.
所以哈，我们要跟他们不一样哎。
So we should be different from them.
啊，你看多迷人啊！这个妈妈多迷人呢。
And this mother is so charming.
第六节啊
，verse 6。
我又看见那女人喝醉圣徒的血和为耶稣作见证人的血，我看见她，我就大大喜喜啊。
So when I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, with the blood of martyrs of Jesus, and okay,
所以她像吸血虫一样啊
，it's like a blood sucker,
连吸圣徒的血啊
，and she was drinking the blood of saints and the blood of the martyrs.
那血就是生命啊
，and blood is life.
所以她夺走圣徒的生命啊
，and she took away the life of the believers.
所以是不是受迷惑啊
？So they were deceived.
受魔鬼迷惑
，and they were deceived by Satan.
所以这个迷惑人是很厉害的。
So we can see how fearful the work of Satan is.
那马太福音有三次记载迷惑。
And in the book of Matthew, three times it mentioned, used the word deceive.
所以三次记载就是很重要嘛，就要我们大家注意啊。
So three times the word deceive is mentioned. Therefore, it's very important we have to keep in mind.
我们以前在考试哈，以前考试就是。经常出现的那是重点，你要画重点嘛。哦，这个经常出现啊，他一定会考的。
So in the exams, if there's a frequent questions, if the questions are asked frequently, you have to take notes of that. It's very important.
所以迷惑这个事情呢，对我们来讲是我们要特别小心。
So we have to be very careful being deceived.
那所谓的迷惑就是用不实在的资讯来误导人
and use the wrong information to mislead the others
啊，让人啊辨不清啊是非啊
so the person will not be able to distinguish right or wrong
啊，假设当大家看得很清楚，那就不要说迷惑啊
if you'll be able to see things clearly you will not be deceived
啊，那大家或许会想说我不会说迷惑，我没问题啊
perhaps you will say that you claim that I will never be deceived
好像有的信徒说你不用再访问我了，我没问题啊，不用来了哈，我很好，不用来
just like some members say you don't have to visit me anymore I'm good
所以害得传道们很紧张，没工作做啊！就大家都不说，不用来访问，那传道做什么
？And making the full-time ministers very sad, since they have no work to do.
传道者是要带着神的恩典啊去的。
And the full-time ministers come with the blessing and the grace of the Lord to visit members.
要是我的话，我说来呀、啊、来呀、啊，赶快来呀、啊！不来的话，邀请他来呀、
啊。If I was a member, I will keep on asking the pastor to come to visit me.
啊、可是有人说、啊、不用的，我很好了，我没问题，不用来。
Some people may say that I'm good, I'm fine. You don't have to visit me.
所以这个迷惑人、啊、是很厉害。
So to deceive is very fierce.
来，我们看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's refer to Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter two.
第二章的第十节。
Verse ten.2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10
因为那不法的隐意已经发动只是现在有一个拦阻的等到那拦阻的被除去第八节
verse 8、
啊、刚是第七节对不起这个七、oh. 我看成是十
oh okay, verse 7、
啊、第七、啊、
yeah verse 7 and now verse 8、huh?
那时呢，不法的人必显露出来，主耶稣要用火中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。第九节。
Nine.
那这不法的人是照着撒旦的运行，撒旦的运动，行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的奇事。第十。
Ten.
他并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因为他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。十一节。
Eleven.
故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们心从虚谎。十二。使一切不信从真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪那这边是神已经任凭了任凭他们
and the Lord will just let them to do whatever they want
这个不法的隐意发动可是呢现在有个拦阻的所以还不会很厉害的
so the lawless has restarted but still as we just in verse 7 that are restraints so they still do not start they still dare not to work
你看保罗也是在为耶稣做见证啊
And Paul also testified for Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣说不法的事情会慢慢增多嘛。
Jesus has mentioned that the lawless things will get more and more frequent.
所以人的爱心就慢慢冷淡。
And the people's love will be changed.
那不法的事情呢，有一段呢是有保护的，因为这个拦阻的站在的拦阻说不法的事情还不是很多。
And since there are restraints and the lawless things.Are not that frequent yet.
那不法的事情到底是什么
？So what are the lawless things?
那为什么不法的事情增多以后呢？人的爱心会慢慢冷淡
？Why when the lawless things have become frequent and the people will start not to show love?
所以不法的事情不是外面那些杀人放火那些不法。
The lawless thing do not refer to those who kill.
好，主就说，我们再回想一下，主就说不法的事情。增多，人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
So why did Jesus make such statement? When the lawless increase, the love of man will start to decrease.
好，那约翰怎么来证明
？And how John proves that?
我们请看启示录。
Let's refer to Revelation.
启示录第二章。
Chapter 2.
启示录第二章第二节跟第二节。
Verse 2.
启示录第二章第二节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 2.
我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能够容忍恶人。你也曾经试验那自称为使徒和不是使徒，看出他们是假的来。你也忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。第四节。
4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。所以你看，主耶稣讲说，不法的事情增多，人的爱心慢慢冷淡。
So this is the reason why when the increase of lawless and then the love of man will decrease.
那这里说，以弗所教会把起初爱心离弃了。
And here, I have this against you that you have left your first love.
也就是主耶稣所说的爱心呢，就慢慢冷淡了。
And gradually, the love start to decrease.
那为什么爱心离弃？
Why the believers left that first love?
那就是前面所说的有那个啊假使徒出来呀。
And as we just read, the false prophets had come out.
也就是主就所说假先知、假基督啊。
And those are the false Christ and false prophets.
那这个出来以后，人的爱情就冷淡了。
And the man and the believers have left the first love.
啊，那有什么相关联呢？
And what is that going to do with us?
我在想啊，可能当时啊，大家教会都很认真在接待那些使徒，不管你是从哪方面来的，都是很接待的。
Because at that time, people showing great love to receive the members from different places.
啊，可是后来越看越，哎，不对啊，您讲的道理也不对啊，您什么也不对的。后来总会啊，就发一张公文说某某使徒是假的，哇。
Because gradually, when people notice that. Some people do not preach the truth. So finally, the GA sent a letter to the churches to warn them not to receive this kind of people.
好，那教会说，那都不接待哈，这个使徒呢都不接待，因为真假有时候没有分不清了，干脆都不要接待。
Then the church has decided not to receive any believers, whether it's real or false.
好，那以后派叶传道去呀。
And next time we send Pastor Ye to go.
啊，那就叶传道，我们也不接待，因为不知道是真的是假的。
Then the church refused to accept Pastor Ye because we do not know whether you are real or you are false.
那害叶传道很伤心，哎，我去，我说真的，我说真话，去怎么不接待啊？我说，哎呀，这爱心慢慢冷淡，你看。
And the pastor says that, well, you know, it's very sad, very upset, and so gradually, and the love decreases.
所以冷淡是有原因的了。
And that is a reason that people are not showing love anymore.
就是这个假的已经出现。
Because the false prophets has come.
啊，这个不是从外面来的，是从自己里面出来的。
And because the lawless has come up.
所以约翰他说，他们从那个约翰一书不是说吗？他们从我们中间出去啊，那些是从我们中间出去的。
And they come out of us.
所以那些人呢，就是有问题啊。
But those people who really have the problem.
好，那我们再来看启示录哈。
Let's back to Revelation.
启示录第二章
，Chapter Two.
启示录第二章的十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。第二章十二节。你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两任利剑的说，我知道你们的居所就是撒旦座位之处。你看教会有撒旦的座位的。
And here it says in verse 13, where Satan's throne is. I mean that is a place for Satan in the church.
好，再来看十四节哈。
Verse 14.
然而有几件事我要责备你们，因为在你们那里有人服从了巴兰啊，第一个巴兰的教训。
And In verse 14, since you follow the doctrine of Balaam,
啊，十五节。
Verse 15,
你那里有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
And also, you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
那十八节就是提到推亚推拉的教会。
Verse 18 refers to Thyatira.
那这边又有一个教训，说是耶洗别的教训。
And also follow the teaching of Jezebel.
你看这个教训呢、啊，三个不同的教训。
There are three different doctrines.
光是别加摩就有两个哈，不同教训。
And also for the Jezebel, there are two different teachings.
所以是不是很热闹吗？
We can see that a lot of different doctrines.
很热闹，对不对哈？
Yeah, it seems that this becomes a very because very hard.
啊，你看他们能够存在啊，这些人啊，有人跟从啊。
And like all these different people, like the Nicolaitans and etc. And also teaching of Balaam, and all these people have followers.
那这间教会为什么容许其他的学说存在
？And why these churches allow the other teachings?
那就是 因为是多元文化的结果了。
That is the result of multicultural.
那所谓多元文化就是互相包容、互相尊重。
The multicultural is the compromise with each other.
啊，让同性结婚啊，你要尊重他嘛，要尊重啊。
You want to respect the same-sex marriage?Homosexual.
我们教会啊，要互相尊重啊。那虽然说洗礼的方法不一样，但是大家都要传基督耶稣的爱呀、啊。
And also we have a different doctrines. Yet we should all preach the Christ, the love of Christ.
啊，你们吵什么？你们都是共同用一本圣经嘛，不用吵啦。
Why you have
万教合一？
啊、，Why you make such a big fuss? Since all the churches preach the same Bible, and you all should be united.
要互相尊重嘛，对不对？
You should respect each other.
就多元文化。
That is because of multicultural.
要多元文化，嗯，很让大家欢迎的。
And the multiculturals, are widely welcome.
因为啊，大家互相帮忙，互相关怀。
People help each other.
我们不互相批评啊，不批评。
We shouldn't criticize each other.
你这样也可以，我那样也可以。
You can do whatever you want.
人家路很多条嘛，条条道路通哪里？通罗马，对不对？
Yeah. There are many ways, but they all head to Romans.
对对，说都一样嘛。你登山，你要登上山，这条路也可以上山嘛，那条路也可以上山嘛。奇怪，怎么只有这条路可以上山？哪有这个道理？
We are, you know, we are all heading the same destination, so you can use different routes. Why there's only just one route, only one way?
啊，对啊，很多路都可以通上山顶了。
Of course, there are many routes can lead to the lead to the top of the mountain.
可是那个是山呢，那个不是那个天国啊，那天国只有一条路啊。
That's a mountain, not the heaven. But to the heavenly kingdom, there's only one route.
所以你看，多元啊，这是一个很美丽的包装啊。
And this is a very very beautiful scenario.
所以你看，这个是个女人啊，女人是坐在那个兽的上面啊，女人有多么厉害。
And like the woman sit on the beast.
她是穿得很漂亮，拿了金杯。
And she dressed beautifully and carrying a golden cup.
喝圣徒的血。
And drinking the blood of the saints.
就有人说啊，我们只要传教会，传教会啊，不用传教义啊，什么教义都一样啊，这教会就好。
We just you know preach the church. It doesn't matter what kind of doctrines.
什么教育都无所谓的，只要来教会就好。
It doesn't matter the doctrine, as long as we have a fellowship together.
所以多元文化啊，看起来好像很受欢迎。
Seems like multicultural is widely welcome.
最大的好处是不批评啊，不批评哦。
The greatest advantage is not to criticize the others.
四海一家，彼此包容。
And we are all families, and all the families are together. So we compromise and just take everybody.
大家都是相对的，你也对，我也对。
You're right, I'm right.
所以就绝对失去了绝对的真理啊。
And the people has lost what is called the absolute truth.
这就中了魔鬼的诡计啊。
And they actually fall into the trap of Satan.
所以难怪你看，圣经说那是撒旦的座位的。
Therefore, as we just read, that is a throne of Satan.
好啊，那个教训大致上啊，他们的共通性哦，所有的教训都是有共通性。
And all these doctrines has a common thing.
一个是拜偶像
，worshipping idols.
那另外一个是奸淫
，and adultery.
那其实奸淫跟拜偶像都是一样的。
So adulteries and idol worshippings are combined.
啊，那个拜偶像，当然我们今天不拜偶像。
Of course, today we don't worship idols.
但是我们今天也是要小心啊，不要把一个人当成是偶像。
And we should also be careful not to treat a person like an idol.
好像有的人呢、啊，很有讲道的恩赐。
Someone are very eloquent in sermon delivery.
啊，口才也好。
He's eloquent in speech.
也很有解释圣经的恩赐。
And he has the gift to interpret Bible.
所以大家都很喜欢听。
And people like to listen to his sermon.
啊，非他不听。
And he's the only one that I will listen to.
好像非 Starbucks 的咖啡我不喝。
Unless it is Starbucks coffee, or I refuse to drink.
那这个人就是 Starbucks coffee 唯有独尊嘛，主要他才是咖啡啊，其他的人都不是咖啡。
And just like Starbucks is the only genuine coffee. Other than that, no coffee is real.
我只信他的，不信别人的。
I only believe what he said.
那这个变成偶像啊。
Then you make him like an idol.
你只要是任何说，某个传道我才要听，那其他传道我都不听，都不算什么。
If you have that kind of thought that I will only listen to Pastor A sermons and refuse to listen to the other sermons,
那就把他当成是偶像，人家他或者没有说我是偶像，但是有人就把他当成偶像。
And you actually make him or recognize him as an idol.
所以你看这个巴兰啊，巴兰跟尼格拉其实就是骄傲的代表啊，骄傲。
And Balaam and Nicolaitans are symbols of pride.
因为他们觉得，哎，他的才是好，他的才是。真的要教训才值得你们来学习来效法。
They all claim that they are preaching the truth, they are preaching the truth, and people should follow them.
那骄傲的会使一个呢丧失这个清醒的心呢。
And a pride will actually confuse a person, and he will not have a clear conscience and clear mind.
所以你看历史的名人哈，很多人失败在什么地方？失败在骄傲。
And,
不是失败在敌人的手下，是骄傲。
So the failure of many popular characters are due to pride, not in the hands of the enemies.
Napoleon 为什么会失败
？Why Napoleon failed?
骄傲啊，他年轻的时候，嚯，当时他很打仗啊。
He was so haughty because he was a brave soldier.
所以骄傲是败坏之先呐。
So pride will result corruption.
圣经这么讲，其实外面很多那个历史的名人啊，他们败就是败在骄傲。
There are so many historical characters failed in pride.
所以这些巴兰啊、尼哥拉啊、耶洗别，你看教练在跟踪他，为什么呢？他觉得骄傲我才是好啊。
So therefore, like Balaam, Nicolaitans, or the teaching of Jezebel, all these people are proud of themselves.
你看连出祭偶像之物奸淫的事情啊，他们都分不清了。
They will not be able even to distinguish between eating the food offered to idols and also adultery.
那后来这种事情会越多，因为那个男主人的已经被除去了。
And these things are getting more and more popular because the constraints are removed.
那男主人的是什么
？And who are the constraints?
那个约翰他要见证啊，约翰啊，
John also testified.
启示录十六章。
Let's refer to John, Revelation chapter 16.
十六节。
Verse 12.
启示录十六章十六节。
Revelation chapter 16.
Verse 12. 第六位天使把碗倒在伯罗大河上，河水就干了。
The six angels poured out this bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up.
好，那就为众王啊，预备道路啊。
And prepare the way for the kings.
那十六节哈说，那三个鬼魔名叫众，便叫众王聚集在一个地方。希伯来话叫做哈米基多顿，就准备打仗了。
And here refers to the three evil one, and they gather them together to the place called Hebrew in Armageddon. Armageddon.
那其实第九章也是一样，有个伯拉河。
And Revelation chapter 9 also mentioned about River Euphrates.
那伯拉河的河水就干了。
And the river water dry up.
所以魔鬼被释放。
And the demon was released.
所以那个是男主的已经出去，所以魔鬼被释放就出来了，到处在迷惑人了。
So the constraints are removed. Therefore, the evil one was released to deceive the others.
好，再来看启示录的二十章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 20.
二十章第九节。
Verse 9.
启示录二十章第九节
，Revelation chapter 20 verse 9。
他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营与蒙爱的城，就的火从天上下来，烧灭了他们。
So、they went up,
所以我们看哈，我们看这个，他们上来围住圣徒的营和蒙爱的城。
They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city.
伯拉大河是一个保护圣城的保护河嘛，护城河了。
Yeah, a river, a Euphrates, is to protect the city.
因为它是那个以色列一个最外围的境界嘛，北边的境界啊，以伯拉大河为标准呢。
And it is a the most northern boundary of Israel.
是保护以色列地哈。
To protect.The land of Israel.
好像河水干了，敌人都可以走过来呀。
Now the river was dry up. Of course, the enemies can step over.
那走过来，接下来呢，就是围住圣徒的营和蒙爱的城。
And they will surround the camp of the saints and the cities.
所以以后我们信徒的人啊，我们信主的也会遭受到很大的考验。
And so the believers will also face trials.
啊，最近有些基督徒啊，就被 ISIS 的人啊处死，对不对？不是枪毙吗？有没有？埃及基督徒啊。
And recently, we have the news about the Christians were executed by ISIS.
你要不要相信？你要相信我们回家的话，就不用死。
They threatened the Christians that if you want to believe in Islam, it will not be executed.
啊，你要再继续相信基督教哈、啊，耶稣的话，马上枪毙，排成。一行啊
If you continue to believe in Jesus, you'll be executed immediately.
所以以后我们也可能会碰得到啊。
In the future, we may also encounter this kind of persecution.
因为那个保护的话已经撤掉了。
Because the restraints are removed.
所以迷惑的事情就很大。
There are more and more people will come out to deceive.
你看有什么这个神医布道神医啊？很多人很多你那个。电视有看到吗？很多牧师啊，在奉耶稣的名叫你起来走路啊，你瘸腿的起来走路啊，瞎眼的叫你眼睛看见呢、啊。
This on television you may see some of so-called this the miracle evangelism the pastors will heal the illness.
那这些迷惑是很吓人的，我们不要说啊，我不会。
And all this kind of all this so-called being deceived are getting more and more popular.
大概1978年哈，不是有个教派叫做我们这个年纪的人都知道嘛，叫做 People's Temple， 哎、
yeah. ，
你也知道。
Yeah. In the 1970s, I mean some of us will probably heard about the People's Temple.
1978，你还没出生嘛，对不对哈？婷婷啊，你是吗？你还没出生嘛？1978，杨雪妮还没出生，对吧？你看年轻的时候还没出生啊。1978，我们这个年代都知道嘛。这个教派哈，他们集体自杀，集体自杀900多个人自杀死啊。
And the members of the there is a group suicide of the People's Temple's believers.
那因为刚刚有一次我看电视啊，刚刚看到他们的影片啊，就是影片。
Yeah, we saw I watched this on television the video.
你看这个教派有900多个人信从啊，信从那个啊牧师啊，很多人呢。你看我们才几个人，对我讲的那么多讲正道，也没有人来跟从我，对不对
？Then so this pastor has more than 900 believers, followers. So he's very very popular person.
那我现在证明说这个迷惑人的事情哈。
So now we're going to try to prove the one who deceives.
这是真实的话，因为这是纪录片。
And it is documentary.
比如说我们在聚会啊，那他有这个，他有叫什么警卫啊，他有啊巡逻哈，聚会时候要巡逻。
So during the service, the People's Temple has security guard at patrolling.
啊，等于是我们纠察队的哈。那刚刚杨贤在打瞌睡。
And someone is falling asleep.
啊，杨贤站起来。
And stand up.
啊，杨贤站起来对的哈。
So she stand up.
那个纠察的啪啪给他两个耳光。
So the security guard would slap on, you know, on her face.
马上给她两个耳光。
And slap on her face.
哇，这个杨贤还要说谢谢。
And you have to say thank you.
被打还要说谢谢，你看。
And you are slapped, and you have to thank.
请问，要是你被传道打两个耳光的话，你还会来吗
？Say for instance, if you are slapped by the pastor on your face, will you still come to the church?
你还会来吗
？Will you still come to the church?
可是这种教会竟然。这样子的体制之下，还要900多个人跟随他。
And yet, this is the practice of the church. Still, they draw. They have more than about 1,000 of believers following the pastor.
牧师他本身呢吸毒。
And the pastor, the leader of the church, also is addicted in drug.
他本身是同性恋。
And he is homosexual.
他本身还拥有枪支，拥有枪支呢。
He also has weapon.
这种的牧师。有900多个人在跟随他。
And yet this kind of pastor and had more than about 1,000 followers.
后来啊，全部跟他到哪里去啊？圭亚那。
And they all flew to Guyana.
刘洋，你到南美去，你搭飞机就是会经过这个 Johnstown， 圭亚那有个 town， 你看那个地图啊，那个飞机上的地图，有个城市叫 Johnstown， 叫纪念他。
And there's a place called Johnstown.
纪念就是。因为有这个事件，说那个汤的名字叫 Johnstown。
And because of that incident happened in the city, so it's named after this pastor, Johnstown.
因为他的名字叫 Jim Jones。
Yeah, Jim Jones. His name is called Jim Jones.
你看啊，900多个人一起啊，一起从美国跟他移民到圭亚那。
So 900 people immigrated with Jim Jones flying to Guyana.
你看移民不简单，移民你看全家搬动了，要辞掉工作，要怎么样啊？到那里也没有工作，到那里他们是采取共产以前那个共产主义人民公社的方式啊，自立自养啊，自己种菜，自己养猪，什么东西都没有，这样子在生活。
And so, they moved the entire congregation immigrated to Guyana.And live in a life, live in a life like a commune.
哎呦，那么多人跟随他去呀。
Yet he has about 1,000 followers.
你为什么怎么可能？要是我才不去耶。
And how can it be possible? I will not go.
对呀，因为你现在有圣灵啊，他们没有那些人啊，在说迷惑啊。
You have the Holy Spirit, but those people were deceived.
说迷惑是很厉害的。
So it's very fearful and very frightful if a person is deceived by the evil one.
啊。好，那我们明天啊晚上呢再继续。
We continue to study this evening.
啊，默祷休息。
Let's bow and pray in silence.